It was a revelation when Glenn Gould came to Russia in, can't remember, 1960, 61, maybe. Of course, he played so well, both pianistically and, I would say, with a tremendous presence of mind, with incredible control what he was doing. Not that you would always agree, sometimes it was quirky. I think a lot of his world temperate clavier is very strange. He just, what shall I do with this fugue? What shall I do with this prelude, you know? And that's things that maybe Bach wouldn't have liked, but who knows, maybe he would have liked it or not. I don't know. I played much more straight, just as seemed to me right, sort of organically. My admiration for Glenn Gould was beyond all comment.
I see dozens of recordings up here on the shelf.
Of course, no. He was a genius of a kind, there's no question about it. I met him, too, in Toronto. He was a very warm individual and very intelligent, a wonderful combination. You could talk with him about anything, and it was a very good company. I really enjoyed his company. Unfortunately, I didn't know him terribly well. It was very brief, but unforgettable. So he inspired me too, in a way. So if he could make Bach's music so alive and so meaningful, I would try to be sort of a part of it a little bit. So that's why in the end did Welt am Brücke Klavier, totally different from Glenn Gould's, of course. Probably no relation to his understanding of Bach, but so was